Okay, let's take here R15. R15, root 1, step 5. Now you understand that there are many things we could do after we told somebody to be 3 feet back of your head. The remainder of root 1 consists solely of things which have been found to be quite beneficial. See, it's good, safe things to do, which improve a person's physio and so on. Now, this astonishing thing occasionally happens. Some auditor says, be 3 feet back of your head, and he goes on processing the fellow one way or another, and the fellow will be processed for hours and hours and hours with no improvement. You know, his vision doesn't improve, his stability, his certainty does not improve. So it's quite necessary to know what are the things that do improve him, and then use those things. Well, the things you use, of course, are the remainder of root 1. These are put in this order for handy use on the part of an auditor rather than arbitrary use. But there are many things, as I say, that you mustn't do. Don't send him to look for things. Don't start challenging him about whether he's there or not. Don't start making him look at the body immediately before you stabilize him. Now, it would be a mistake to tell somebody, be 3 feet back of your head. Okay, now, do you see any black spots in the body or anything that needs healing in the body? That's a mistake. That's an auditing error. Bad one. You get away with it once in a while, but the bulk of the time you won't. Don't direct his attention. And that's what R15 tells you. It says don't direct his attention. Now, we look this over, and it says R15, whatever the preacher happens to be looking at, do not direct his attention to anything. Have him copy it. One at a time, many, many times. Then have him locate a nothingness and copy it many, many times. It used to be written duplicate. Duplicate these things many, many times. That is not proper usage. Duplicate was used for a long time in the same way that you use facsimile, and copy. See, a duplicate. I mean, just the same as something wrong. And all of a sudden, perfect duplication showed up. I got the idea of perfect duplication, and so we kind of eased off using this word duplicate. So you will see it used in this sense every once in a while. And when it's used all by itself, duplicate, used all by itself, it simply means copy. When it says perfect duplicate, it means copy it in its own space with its own particles in its own time. It'll disappear if you do that. So, says to somebody, be 3 feet back of your head. Next thing, say to him something like this, what do you see? You know, what do you see? And he says, I don't know, there's a bunch of blackness, so forth, a bunch of blackness. You say, all right, make a copy of it. Copy it again. Copy it again. Copy it again. Now, keep him from getting the whole universe all filled up full of copies after you've told him a few of these and so forth. Tell him to pull them in on himself, throw them away, one or the other. Usually, pull them in on yourself is the safe thing to say. But have him do something with them. You know, throw them away or pull them in. So you say then, now what are you looking at? It's black. And you say, well, I'll copy it. Make another copy of it. Make another copy of it. Make another copy of it. Another copy of it. Another copy of it. All right, pull all those in. Okay, he says, now you say, now what are you looking at? And he says, oh, there's shooting stars, and there's all kinds of things happening around here. And you say, well, copy it. You know, do it again, and copy it again, and copy it again, and copy it again, and copy it again. Now, boom, I'll get them pulling. Now, what are you looking at? I don't know, I see a wall over there. Good. Copy it. Again, 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 again. Now, pull your copies together. Pull them in. Get the idea? And you say, now what are you looking at? And you say, you know, I got the funny idea that I see some hair right in front of my face. What do you say at that moment? You say, copy it. Do it again, 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 again. By copying it, you actually give it stability. You give it continuance by copying it. If you made perfect duplicates of everything he saw, it would go away. And one of the reasons he won't look at things is because they're going to vanish if he looks at them. He knows that by experience. So you make him copy him, and after a while he becomes confident so that he can look at things. Now what if he said, I see you? You said, be 3 feet back of your head. You say, what are you looking at? And he says, I don't know, I see you. You say, all right, make a copy. And another one,
And another one, another copy, another copy, another copy, another copy, another copy. Push them all together, pull them in. Good. Now what do you see? Well, I don't know, I see the ceiling, I guess it is. Well, is it kind of fuzzy? Yeah, oh, awful fuzzy. Well, that's fine. Copy it. Fuzziness and all. Make a copy. Again, 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 again. Another copy, another copy. Push them all together, pull them in. That's what you do with that part of that step. Now, there's the other part of it. Remember that we're dealing in a communication formula with somethingness and nothingness. So the other part of R15 is a more vital part to the improvement of his perception. People are always going towards somethingness, and they're never going toward nothingness. But to get a perfect duplicate of himself, it would be necessary for a Thetan to look at nothingness. A perfect duplicate of a Thetan would be nothingness. So this awareness of awareness unit would best look at a nothingness. So after we've had him copy things around for a little while, how long would you do this, by the way? It doesn't matter. The only way you can err is not do it long enough. You got that? You can err by not doing it long enough. You can't err by doing it too long. So you could do it 15 minutes, fine. 20 minutes, half an hour. But not 2 minutes. Not once. You know, not two commands like that. Do it for a little while. Until he gets guys uncomfortable doing this. And he says, yeah, he's feeling cocky, you know. And now you say, now can you find a nothingness anywhere around you there? Well, normally it's a great triumph for a thing to have made nothing out of something, so he has always kept what he considers a nothingness around, sort of tucked there in close, you know, to admire the fact that once in a while he did make nothing of something at one time or another. And you say, if you find a nothingness, the auditing command after you've done this, copy it, you know, is find a nothingness somewhere around you there? Yes, he says, yeah, oh, sure. All right, you say, copy it. Copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Again, again, again. Now, you can tell him to do what he wants to do with those nothingnesses. You say, just do with him what you want to do. Okay, he says. You say, all right, now find another nothingness. Find another one. You got it, Tom? All right, copy it, copy it, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Now, because he's never looked at nothing, he will get an astonishing shift of vision quite often while doing this process. And this will start it. It'll also amuse and interest him very much because it's right up his alley. He's making a good duplicate at the other end of that communication line, a duplicate of himself. And he's been trying to do this for years, and the world kept forcing him into making something, but he was always trying to make nothing to some degree. All right. You have him do that. Oh, 10 minutes, something like this, you know. And, gee, he's feeling pretty good now. That's fine. And we would then go. As soon as he could do that adequately, you understand communication lag doesn't cease to be a principle. Scientology and Dianetics do not cease to be a principle simply because we've got somebody 3 feet back of his head. The auditor's code still holds. Everything still holds. Two-way communication holds. You'll find out the biggest communication change you get in anybody will be 3 feet back of your head when he is, because he starts to communicate very rapidly with you. And he isn't going through all these body bypasses and so forth. He just starts talking straight at you. All right, we go then. To R26. But we wouldn't even vaguely go to R26 if we had any doubt whatsoever about his ability to copy what he was looking at. Would we? Now, why? Just exactly why, when running Route 1, 5, do we make him mark up something and pull it in immediately after he exteriorizes? Just why do we do that? Get what's happened to this person's havingness by reason of being 3 feet back of his head. And havingness is actually the only reason why some people do not exteriorize quickly. Because they do exteriorize. You'll say to somebody, be 3 feet back of your head, you don't think he was there, he really doesn't think he's there either. He went out and in so fast that he didn't know he was out. His degradation without the havingness of his body is such as to be total oblivion. So he is knows nothing while he's outside of his body so that he doesn't know he was out. Well, that's the mechanism. Follow me? He knows he was in. So, by saying, be 3 feet back of your head, you cost this fellow the mass of his body, didn't you? When they don't exteriorize, or say they don't, they've either stuck in entirely, or they flipped out and come in again, all because of mass. So, we've made him lose this amount of mass, haven't we? He's lost whatever it is, a girl 110 pounds, a guy 520 pounds, whatever it is. We said be 3 feet back of your head, which means leave that tonnage in front of you. And so you'd better figure out some way to remedy his heaviness. How do you remedy his heaviness? R25. What are you looking at? I'm looking for some blackness. All right, you're looking for some blackness. Copy it. Pull it all together and pull it in. See? Remedy his heaviness. His knowingness level, his alertness will immediately rise, won't it? This is curious, but it does. Now, you'll find some people only able to get a foot back of their heads. You know, be 3 feet back of this. What are you saying 3 feet for? Well, 3 feet's as good as anything else. 3 yards might be better. There are other ways of exteriorizing people, such as be in a place where you would like to be. Be in a place where it is familiar. There's a lot of these. None of them are as good as be 3 feet back of your head. They're spotted. Be 3 feet back of your head tells you immediately whether he could or couldn't and gives you immediately a test of his ability to exteriorize. Being 3 feet back of his head is still in the zone of interest of the body. Still in the zone of interest. Still in the zone of mass. He's still subjected to the various pulls from the body and so on. Well, you don't want him any closer than that. If you could make him mark up, there's no way of exteriorization. I know, by the way, by this time, I probably know 100 ways of exteriorization. None of them as good as B3B back yet. Because once you get them out trickily, you know, you're very tricky and you're very smart and you slide them out of their heads in carefully. They slide back in just as trickily and smartly. Doesn't do to be clever. You get somebody up to a point where he can exteriorize and then exteriorizing. That's the way you go about it. And you don't be roundabout about it. All right, we said be 3 feet back of your head. We remedied some mass. There he was. His mass remedied. And he will go further out from the body. Now you find a lot of people can only get a foot back of their head, you see. That's because they've sort of got lines on the body. The mass of the body is too attractive to them. Until you remedy their heaviness, they can't be any further from the body. The way you remedy the heaviness is remedy it for the thing. You're not remedying it for the body now. You say, copy it. What are you looking at? He says, the wall. You say, copy it. Again. Now, pull all those in. Do you care where he puts those copies? No, you just leave it up to him. You don't tell him where. You don't say, put them in a cube around you and get all complicated. You're just having copy. You pull them all in. You'll find out that he's able to be 18 inches back of his head. Well, he won't notice it until he finally tells you. See, you get real smart about this. He'll finally notice this after a while. The body's now 10 feet away. That's merely because you were permitting him to create and add to himself mass. Now remember that duplicating a nothingness is tearing this mass to pieces. So if you had somebody go outside, as long as you were remedying mass, and keep on going and getting further and further from his body, as long as you remedied mass. And then, when you duplicated, that is to say, copied nothingness many, many times, you found out he was coming in toward his body again. Don't you go any place but R1-5. You stay with it. By doing what? Just go back to the beginning of R1-5 because you haven't solved the process. It is, after all, a process. This is not a series of processes which are done consecutively necessarily. See? It is a process. And you haven't finished the process. The process is concluded when he can be any distance he wants to be from the body without being pulled back in by the body. And that is done by permitting him to copy nothingness and copy masses and pull masses in on himself. You follow me? So R1-5 is that thing which solves for the preclear, as a thetan, the loss of the mass of the body, and that is why it is right next there to R1-4. Be 3 feet back of your head. Now let's get into problems of mass. By the way, by having him copy. This also raises his perception and makes him far more capable of seeing, perceiving, and doing other things. It also shows to him that he can create and demonstrates to him that the difference now exists while he's outside of his body. Okay.